It's 88 degrees with some clouds here in Nashville. Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 4:32. During the last few days of early voting in Tennessee's primaries, President Donald Trump is campaigning for Congressman Andy Ogles. Ogles faces a well-funded challenger and former state agriculture commissioner Charlie Hatcher. In a teller rally last night, Trump called on his base in Tennessee to head to the polls for Ogles.
And I'm asking all of you to get out and vote for Andy Ogles. He's been a friend of mine. He's been a terrific guy. I gave him a very early endorsement.
While Ogles benefited from that early endorsement, former Tennessee Governor Bill Haslam has made a late race endorsement in favor of Hatcher. Haslam has financially supported previous Republican challengers to Ogles, but Hatcher marks the first endorsement. The endorsement, paired with internal polling from the Hatcher campaign, shows a close race for the new 5th Congressional District. A Middle Tennessee nonprofit serving homeless people just landed the deal of a lifetime on a new property. The city of Murfreesboro has sold a lot that's next door to the Journey Home for just a dollar. The nonprofit had planned on paying $180,000 to purchase the adjoining property for expanded volunteer parking, but Mayor Shane McFarland convinced the city council to sell the parcel, which the city had held for decades, for just a buck. News Channel 5 reports that after hearing about the Journey Home's community work, the land deal passed unanimously. The nonprofit's director, Scott Foster, says that frees up money to be reinvested into direct services, like providing hot meals and housing support. Tennessee's healthcare quality and affordability are among the worst in the nation. A new report from Wallet Hub ranks Tennessee in the bottom 10 of all states. It assessed factors like the cost of care, outcomes, and accessibility using dozens of metrics. The Tennessean reports part of the state's poor ranking was based on relatively high rates of stroke and heart disease. Only three states, Arkansas, Kentucky, and West Virginia, had higher rates of those diseases. A study earlier this year from Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee pointed out that social barriers, such as financial strain and food insecurity, also affect health. However, some preventable care services, which can keep people from developing more serious conditions, are actually free. You're listening to 90.3 WPLN News.